You're listening to the FQXI podcast. And finally, if all this chatter about making DIY universes has left your head spinning, now's the time to chill out and put on some music.
The cat is dead.
Physics-based music, of course.
FQXI member and physicist Sabine Hossenfelder has long dabbled in songwriting and performing. Now, with the help of an FQXI mini grant, she's produced 3 physics music videos. So how easy is it to come up with ideas for songs, inject some science, and then shoot the videos? Brendan caught up with Hossenfelder to find out.
So I was trying to think of a place where we would actually see some green plants, and Alpo suggested that we would meet in Crete, and he promised it wouldn't be warm even in the winter. Turned out to be it's the coldest winter in Crete for 30 years or something, and it actually started hailing while I was on the beach. So it was not cozy in the flimsy dress that I'm wearing, but we did get some green trees.
Physicist Sabine Hossenfelder is no stranger to writing physics-inspired music and creating her own videos to go along with it. Sure, her songs are educational, but they are also just good songs on their own terms, with inspiration from physics ideas that feels natural and unforced. She produced her latest set of 3 music videos, up now on YouTube, with the help of an FQXI mini grant. Hossenfelder says these 3 songs were deliberate attempts to write physics songs, but that's not always the case.
Well, I usually write songs to clear my brain of physics stuff. You know, when I'm stuck with some topic and I have to think of something else, I write a song. It sometimes happens that it turns out to be about physics, happens more often than not, but it's not something that I usually do.
In the past, Hossenfelder has filmed and produced her own videos. For this project, she had the help of videographer Apostolos Vasilidis, himself a former physicist, and a recording engineer, Timu Aldo. The team met to brainstorm song topics and video ideas, recorded the music in a studio in Stockholm, Sweden, and filmed the videos at moody sites around Stockholm and in the middle of a hailstorm on a shockingly cold beach on the island of Crete. One way that Hossenfelder kept the songs from feeling like a physics lesson is by avoiding physics jargon in the lyrics. Instead, each of the videos ends with a short spoken explanation from her about the physics ideas behind the song.
See, I don't like to put too much heavy science terminology in the lyrics themselves, because most often it comes out awkward. I like to be a little bit vague so that you don't necessarily have to interpret it in a sciencey way. You can also get out a story from the lyrics without the physics interpretation. So I was trying to separate the science theme part from the actual lyrics. It's also that a lot of these technical words are actually pretty much impossible to sing.
Hossenfelder will continue making music videos, even if she has to manage the filming herself.
The thing is that I can't be both behind the camera and in front of the camera. It works badly. I've tried to decohere, but it didn't really work.
Thanks to Sabine Hossenfelder for chatting with Brendan. You'll find links to her videos, which are all rather good, on the podcast page, www.fqxi.org/community/podcast.
Hossenfelder's day job also fits very much with the theme of a number of items on the podcast today. If you want to know more about that, we're also linking to an article and podcast interview featuring Hossenfelder's own search for signs of quantum gravity, Wrinkles in Space-Time, by reporter Colin Stewart.
That's all we have time for today, so thank you once more to Junhui Pan, Yvette Fuentes, Eduardo Gwendelman, and Sabine Hossenfelder.
As always, you can reach us by email at podcast@fqxi.org or on Twitter @FQXI.
Thank you for listening. He's been Brendan Foster.
She's been Zia Morali.
And this is Sabine Hossenfelder with Catching Light.